Yo, what's up? It's Polar Bear. We back just talking some random shit. Me and Orbit sitting down, doing our thing. Man, find me at Instagram at Polar Bear 901 and my Snapchat, don't judge me. Carrot 246, like the vegetable, yeah. That's pretty much yeah, SoundCloud Pointless Rebellion, Facebook Pointless Rebellion, it's the label. But
Wait, you tricked me with this blunt. This is supposed to be at the end.
yeah.
God dang it. So to drink more water. All right, here we go.
She barks at me.
Yeah.
Every single time. It don't matter if I walk in the door and she's in the back room, if she even gets a hint that it's me. I'm talking about this dog is barking like nonstop. And my parents will literally hit this dog in the face. Like, shut the fuck up. I'm talking about Okay, no, but they do like smack the shit out of the dog because it won't stop. It's been barking like this for like 7 to 8 months. Every single time I walk in the door, it like barks and growls as if I've come and hit this dog. I have looked at this dog and like tried to pet and hold this dog. That's it, dude. And this dog continuously barks at me every single day. So I don't know what his problem with me is. And now my parents had this idea, they rescued this dog. It came from our family. And they were saying, well, maybe since you're a big dude, maybe another big dude abused her in the past. And I don't agree with that because dogs know when there's a different person. One person versus, it doesn't matter, big, small, whatever. You know what I'm saying? There's something about that dog I just don't fuck with. And she don't fuck with me, so I just, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't fuck with her. You don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you.
So as you, are you a cat person or a dog person?
I'm both. More of a dog person, for sure.
You say, why would you say you're more of a dog person?
Because a cat, I don't know, man, you can't really take no cat out on a walk.
Right.
You can't really sit there and, I don't know. Cats don't like to be loved on. Dogs come up to you as soon as you walk through the door. Your cat, as soon as you walk through the door, you back again. You gonna feed me? That's it. A dog, you know what I'm saying? It's happy. I fuck with the vibe of a dog over a cat. Look. You look mad as fuck right now. All the time. You look mad as fuck. Bro. A dog look excited,
Ringo,
bro.
Ringo Studio Cat.
Dogs just always look excited, bro. I don't know what it is.
I don't know, bro. That's crazy. Because me, I've always been a dog person, too. Whatever. Lately, I've become more of a cat person. But, I definitely fuck with dogs. For sure. Just because I feel like dogs have this, like, I don't know, like, dogs just observe everything in life. And they're just always just, like, I'm not gonna say always on their shit, but they're just on their shit as far as like looking around. They're like, look, all right, cool. Like, I need to know
awareness.
Yeah, be aware of my surroundings. I need to be aware and be attentive of like, hey, like, this is what has happened. I don't want this to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whatever kind of shit or whatever. And so, and most of the time, I feel like dogs are super resourceful at the same time. You know what I mean? Because dogs. I don't know. I feel like dogs would be like, if they're left to their own device, they'll be like, all right, I will
eat my own shit. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
the nasty shit dogs.
Yeah,
that's
fucking gross, bro.
My homie sent a video to the group chat last night of that shit. It was his dog. He was sitting on his bed and his dog just sat there and popped a swat. First of all, the first question was, why'd you just sit there and record your dog taking the shit?
To be honest. Hold on.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But the dog.
Let's rewind this back. So hold on, your friend. Dog, it was on the bed?
No, it was on the floor.
Okay,
the dog
okay.
was on the floor. He was on the bed chilling, and it was like a little chihuahua dog. And he sat there, and the video just started of the dog, like, you know how the dog takes shit, like, you know what I'm saying? It was in that position, and he was just in the video, and it sat there and, popped a little squat real quick, turned around, and lick that shit up, dog.
No, bro. Nah.
Lick
bro.
That shit up, dog. Dang, and the first question wasn't why did the dog do that? The first question was why did you let the dog do that?
To be honest.
You could have prevented the whole entire situation.
To
the
be
whole
honest.
Situation.
Bro, that's crazy.
It's nasty.
Right. For one, question is this. Why your dog not trying to go outside?
Amen.
That's one.
Amen.
Thing two. Right, okay. Why you just, why you not saying nothing to the dog, bro? You know what I mean? And then the other thing is, like, that joint gotta have, like, what is it, when they eat their own shit, they gotta have some kind of, like, little mineral deficiency or some shit or whatever. And they're like, bro, then you gotta clean the shit up because it's in the
And it was bro, carpet.
Man, hell nah.
Yeah.
He bullshit.
Nah, I can't do all that. I love dogs, don't get me wrong, but a cat will take a shit, and like, if the dog, alright, it's nasty that eats it up. First of all, clean his mess up for the most part. Cat, don't give a fuck, bro. I'm talking, he'll take 10 shits in 10 different places. Dogs, they take shits in the same places. When I used to, you know, mow the yard every single weekend for my dad, I'd have to pick up the dog shit first. They had 3 spots in the yard, I shit you not, there was no other piles of shit except for these 3 spots, and they would be huge piles, you know what I'm saying? Like 5x5, like feet, you know what I'm saying? Like some, like just collecting. And but it was all in the same spot. I don't know why dogs do that, but cats don't. Cats will do in different places.
It is true, bro. It is true. I don't know, bro. But okay, so like, but sometimes though, you can get a cat that like, you know what I'm saying, that won't shit in the box. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They won't shit in a box or whatever, or you know what I mean? Because I believe it. This is one thing I do believe. But I still, some people be like, nah, that ain't the truth. But it's a such thing as outdoor and indoor animals, bro. Yeah. Like, it's a such thing as an outdoor cat and an indoor cat. Same thing with outdoor, indoor dogs, bro. Like, it's some animals, bro. Like, these, some, you're like, these niggas is not meant for in the house, bro. Like, y'all wildin', bro. Like, y'all not meant for in the house, bro. Like, this sounds stupid, but if you ever, because I had a dog one time, bro, like, and like, this is no bullshit. Like, no bullshit, right? So, I leave, go to work, and all this other shit, right? Come home, and like, at the time, like, I lived upstairs, and like, in this apartment. So, like, I get home, and, like, first thing I do every time I get home, I like, come home, put my shit down, go take the dog out and put, like, on the leash, right? And you go walking. So, I literally come in the house, right? And when I open the door, I'm like, nigga, somebody, like, broke in the house. Like,
oh, shit.
Somebody's broke in the house, bro. Like, it's shit everywhere. I'm like, bro, like, it's shit everywhere, my nigga. I'm not talking about just trash. It's like the trash everywhere. But I'm talking about it's like stuff everywhere. Like clothes, stuff everywhere, right? So I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, what's going on, right? I have like, granted it's a thin coffee table. A thin coffee table. But it is broken, right? Like, fucked up. Like, snaps, right? Huh? I'm like, bro, what the fuck? But I think to myself, I just unlocked the door when I came in, right? I'm upstairs. Let me go, like, check the patio, make sure, like, the patio door's not, you know what I'm saying, like, open or completely locked and everything, right? And as I'm going through the house, there's, like, the toothpaste, like, my toothbrush, that was, like, on the counter, right? It's, like, thrown out, like, toothpaste shit is everywhere, whatever, right? I'm looking for the, like, where the fuck's the dog, dude? Where the fuck is the dog? Like, where's the dog at, right? Find the dog, like, hiding in the closet, right? And I'm like, bro, like, why are you hiding? Like, what is going on, you know? And so then, dude, like, I literally am thinking to myself, like, you don't ever hide. Like, why? Like, what are you doing? And I'm, like, running the shit in my head. I'm like, what the fuck? The dog did this shit, yo.
Dog.
What the fuck?
The fucking
like,
dog.
I promise you, I feel like this dog was part magic or some shit. Because I'm like, how the fuck did you break a coffee table?
Yeah.
Right? How the fuck did you get up on the counter in the bathroom and, like, get the toothpaste? How? Like, how did you do this? He's like, this dog is, like, the size of, like I'm trying to think of, like, a dog to compare it to. Because she only weighed, like, maybe, like, 30 pounds or some shit, right?
Okay,
35 pounds or some shit, right?
Yeah.
It's not, like, a very big dog, no tall dog, no shit like that. Just agile and made of magic. You know what I mean? Like, this shit was crazy, bro. Like, shit was nuts, dude.
I'd have been so mad, bro. I would have been so mad.
I was pissed, dude. I was pissed. Like,
I can only imagine.
It took so long to like get all this shit up, but like it was just like I could just never forget about it, dude. Because I'm like, how? I just till this day, I'm just like, how? Like,
which dog was that?
This dog I had named Macy.
Macy,
right, dude.
Damn.
Damn. Right, bro. No. And then I had a friend named Josh Farrell, bro, who had a cat, and like. We call this cat Spawn Cat, right?
Okay.
Because, like, say, like, if you had, like, a shade, like, a lamp with a shade on it, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like this. The cat would, like, get up there and, like, hide out or whatever. And you couldn't see it because it was, like, dark shade or whatever. So as soon as you would, like, sit down, he would just be like, wah! And just, like, run across. You'd be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Or, like, like they had like, a swimming pool and shit. And, like, he hated when people would come in the house and be, like, wet. Whatever, so it's like if you were wet, like he'll like target you, you know what I mean? And like he'll be like in a cabinet, or like on the counter or some shit, and like you should be walking by, just walking a room, and he's just like, bam, he's just like, what the fuck, dude? Ah! And like just like scratch you real quick and just dip off. And it's like, bro, he was literally the epitome of an outside cat because like this nigga was happy outside, like he would just go in the driveway and be like, oh, I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
Like, I just live out here. I just chill. But as soon as he would come in the house, this nigga like, I want to kill everything and everybody. You're like, bro, chill out, bro.
Then going to that like instinctual shit though, bro. Like cats. I read this. If a cat was big enough, it would kill you, bro.
I'm sure.
It would kill
you. I'm sure they would, bro. Like,
I'm talking about for real. I've seen, man. All right, so my neighbors had these dogs of two black labs. Big black labs. And I got this cat. I've had this cat. It's still alive. Named it. It's the most original name. I bet you've never heard a cat name in your life.
What?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Kitty. So
shut the fuck up. I'm like, oh, this nigga gonna name a cat Rex or some shit.
So we've had this cat Kitty for I think she's like now probably about 18, almost 19 years old. I shit you not. This cat is like almost 20 years old. And it wasn't even like that long ago, like last year or the year before. These dogs got out or whatever, and I was dating this girl, and she was in my truck, and I was walking up the driveway, I wasn't even paying attention to the yard, and all I heard her say was, baby! And I heard some animal noise. I couldn't tell if it was a cat or a dog. I heard something. I looked to my left, and as soon as I looked to my left, I just see my cat fly up in the air. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, that's how that's... So, I run out of the yard, and I went to go kick the fucking dog, and dog moved.
Allegedly, he went to go kick the dog. Allegedly. The actor kicked the dog.
I didn't, allegedly, though. I didn't. Right. I missed. I didn't. But I ended up slipping and falling my ass.
Charlie Brown.
Yep, type shit, for real. And I grabbed my cat or whatever, see if it was all right, and it came and hooked me. I swear to God, its claw came in my ear, and its eyes were wide open, and its mouth was wide open. It just would not stop, like, drooling and, like, that shit. It was, like, that instinctual, like I don't know. It was just that cat went crazy for, like, 30 minutes, bro. Like, it had to take time for its pee to calm down,
bro. I mean, I bet, bro, like... To be honest, bro, this shit probably is traumatizing as fuck. Bro. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's hit a solid 7.5 feet up in there. Like, it was up there.
It's fucked up to be laughing, but it's like, God, that is nature and shit.
Yeah, for real.
You
so,
know what I mean?
And why is it that dogs and cats have such a natural, like, hatred or, like, you know,
I don't even think it's a natural hatred because, like, they can get along with each other. Yeah. It's just, I feel like it's just some cats. Like, cats is naturally, they just, like, fast and, like, agile, you know what I'm saying, moving fast and shit. And dogs naturally just be like, oh, shit, something moving fast quick like this, it's a target or some, you know what I'm saying, prey type shit or whatever. But I don't know, I feel like, I guess that's just what, plus cats are always smaller and shit or whatever. But a lot of times you can get, some cats just be like, man, I ain't for this shit. You know what I mean? They gotta be. Boxing
hands. Hey, cats got hands, though.
Right, you know what I mean?
Cats got some hands, bro. They really do.
So, let me ask you this. Because you were talking about a cat, you're like, cats would eat you if they could, right? Yeah.
So what do you think about people who be getting them, like, what is it, like the Persian cats? Whatever, you're talking about the, like, the big ass cats.
Oh, you're talking about the bobcat cats?
No. It's like a, what is it? Hang on a second. Hang on a minute. It's like a, so yeah, bro, it's like a, Savannah cat is what I'm talking about. So it's like, they're like these, like, I ain't gonna lie, they kind of like some slick big cats though, bro. You just can get up to the size of like a little dog or something.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Damn.
So, I mean, the thing about it is, bro, like, that motherfucker's kind of big. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
That's a big ass
cat, bro. And then think about this, bro. This John would be like, oh, okay, well, I think I want to attack. Fat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that boxing you like that? Look at Ringo like, nah, bro. We not finna do that. Ringo like, nah, we not finna do that. He's like, this is no competition. He's like, I'm attacking the shit out this motherfucker. You come over here. To be honest, I know if my girl, if she hears this, she's gonna be like, oh my God. But this is hilarious, that the fact that, like, she probably would love to have one of those cats. I would be terrified, to be honest.
I'd be tired until it gets hungry or some shit.
I mean, they're trying to steadily have food. Like, and I don't know, because to a point, I feel like it's wrong, I guess. Maybe to declaw cats, but if it's like an indoor cat, I guess it's okay.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But I mean, I guess they keep their back claws, but I mean, like, front claws.
Yeah.
Like, if it's that big, I'm like, I don't
trust.
You got them claws, my nigga. Too fast. Like, I don't know. Like, this shit would be cool, but at the same time, motherfucking, is that junk damn near the size of somebody's dog? You know what I mean? They're like on the cat.
Damn.
You see what I'm talking about? Hey, stop it.
But fuck that.
Right.
My homie used to own a wolf though back in the day. He used to live over actually on this side. And what was his name? Cody. Yeah, he had a wolf named Cody. Man, the most beautiful dog, man. I forget why. I think they had to put him down.
So. Like a wolf?
A wolf. Like, I ain't never seen one in my life. Them motherfuckers get so big, bro. Big.
I bet.
Big. And they had an alligator nose. What was it? Alligator pit? Something like that.
Red nose.
Yeah, them just
red nose or something like that.
I think it's when they get them ears, their ears clipped. It's like there's certain head shape too.
That's fucked up too. Like cutting dog's ears, bro.
For real,
fucked up, bro.
When I see a dog with like no tail or like cut ears or something like that, like. Make sure my truck's
Okay, so I'm glad y'all just enjoyed that commercial that just happened. So you probably was wondering, he was like, oh shit, I'm gonna check on my truck. It was just the thunder. It was just the trash cans and stuff just blowing over. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, Falcon or the Winter Soldier, none of them niggas came to help out at all. We had to go pick up all the had to pick all the trash up ourselves. Anyway.
You know, I never really dug into much to the Marvel movie. I did watch, but I never watched a full Thor movie. I watched all the Iron Man. Never watched none of the Captain Americas.
Yeah.
Still haven't watched Loki. I've watched a couple episodes of Loki. I think I watched all the Avengers stuff. So.
Yeah, I mean, they all dope. To me, whatever, you know what I mean?
I'm a DC person, though, for sure.
I definitely fuck with DC, for sure, over all of that. You know what I mean? So, because, like, I watched the new Suicide Squad junt. I seen the Snyder Cut junt. That junt was dope. You know what I'm saying? All 4 hours.
Oh, was it really long?
Yeah, hell of 4 hours. It was dope, though. Oh, it was worth it. It was definitely worth it.
So, like, I heard that they... Well, okay, I guess I ain't gonna put no spoiler out there.
What? Now. Shit, everybody who listened to this show was like, oh, shit, what can happen? You never know.
Well, I heard that they, killed off the old Suicide Squad. Like, they wrote it off as if, like, they died in some or something like that. I don't know.
You hadn't seen it, right?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, so I can't spoil it just for you, because you hadn't seen it. You gotta watch it.
I don't know. I heard bad reviews on it. I heard people say that it sucked. I heard people say it was boring. It was long. But I've also heard you're the second person to say it was good, and I've had two or three people say that it wasn't good. So I'm kind of waiting on you know, best 3 out of 5. Yeah.
My suggestion to you, watch it. My suggestion. Tell you, bro. It's not good, bro.
I mean, and the first one wasn't even. I didn't really fuck with the first one. It was okay, but it wasn't.
Yeah. First one was whack.
Yeah.
First one was trash bag. Let's just be honest. I'm just being honest. A lot of people will be like, hell no, this joint was dope. It was good to a point. It was good to a point. There was a lot of characters in the joint that was trash that they could have left out. And shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. And, like, that was literally pointless as fuck. And then there were some characters that was like, okay, cool, like, you know what I'm saying? Then, like, that you were just kind of like, all right, cool. All right, hold on a second, bro. I'm not gonna lie, so, like, so the fucking background video, right, that is playing in the background. Alright. It was literally a fucking dude taking a shit by a fucking trash can. Okay. And I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga doing? And the white dude opened the door on his mate. The dude opened the door on him like I know this nigga outside taking the shit again. Bah, bah, bah! He like punched the shit out this man with the door, bro. I'm like, bro, on your bumper for that shit, bro. Oh, yo, bumper. And the way that nigga caught the bus, I was like, bro, this shit's stupid. This man said, I'm fuck paying for a ticket. I am broke. This is stupid. Bro, this shit right here, bro, that nigga said, ah, I'm taking a dump. Ooh, hey, huh? Skirt.
What is that? Pick that up.
Damn!
Oh, he sure did pick it up. Oh,
right. Damn. I ain't a lot. I'm not picking it up.
Yeah.
I'm walking off on that ass. I'm like, look, I've already done the dirty do over here taking the shit. Are you the owner of this establishment? I'm not picking it up. Thanks.
Walks
I'm
up.
Not picking it up.
I don't see how people do that in public. Like I cannot take a shit and not.
What, in public?
Yeah, well, I mean, not even...
Not like...
That's not... that should go without even saying, you know? But, like, how can you take a shit, especially in public, and pull your pants up and just keep on walking without wiping your ass? How?
I mean... I don't know, bro. It's fucking gross to me. I'm not gonna lie. Like... It's just dumb. It's just dumb. Like, if you gotta take a shit that bad, bro, why don't you just go into the bathroom somewhere? like, that's what doesn't make any sense.
I'm gonna ride through town.
This shit's crazy. I don't know. I've never been one of those people who is like, you know what, like, I can't take a shit unless I go, you know, to the house or whatever. Like, I'm one of the people, like, if I gotta take a shit,
I'm going to the bathroom. I'm not gonna take a shit outside. I'm like, I'm going to
the bathroom. I used to be very,
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, bro. If I was a hobo, like, I mean, dead yeah. ass, nigga. If I was a hobo, I'm like, fuck yeah, bro. I'm taking a bath out here in the fucking car wash thing, cause this is the closest. It's as close as whatever we can do right now. Whatever. Fuck it.
$3 a shower. That's crazy. And, like, they got some Pilot gas stations that got showers in them, too. I remember every time I go out of town, I'd stop at one of the Pilot joints. You know, the intercom, there'd be a what they say, like, shower stall 2 is open, calling Mr. Walker or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. They put it over the intercom.
Somebody's
waiting there like, well, it's my shower time type shit. Nah, I couldn't do all that. That's one thing. I couldn't be a trucker. You know, eating out and, like,
truckers eat like trash, dude.
That's the thing, man. Like, eating out, like, I couldn't do that neither. But especially, man, taking showers at gas stations and shit like that. I like my shower in my crib. I like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Hey, you see, like, I don't know, like, now, the only time I will say that, like, I was, like, cool with it is it, like, when I was, like, super young and shit, and I went to California and shit, and I was just, like, making my way out there. Rest stops that had showers, I was like, ah, cool. And I just think used to judge a state by its rest stop.
Really?
Fuck yeah, dude, because it's, like, because you get to certain rest stops, and you're like, but this place is a fucking, this is where Saw happens. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh, fuck this place, dude. And then you get to some of them, and you're like, man, this is like, it's like super fucking nice and clean and sanitary in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? The condoms on the thing are only fucking 10 cents. It's like, bro, it's crazy, bro. Like, it's wild.
I used the condom since 2018. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa. Man, you gotta strap up, bro.
So.
To America's youth, know what you're doing out here. Strap up with your penises. Make sure the chicks you're with are on the condom.
Really just hit lick though, if you think about it.
To be honest. Alright, so like, this is crazy. Another background video. If you're, this nigga's on a wheelchair. He's like, alright, this man like threw the hook on the fucking rolling thing and was like, just pulled off. That's crazy.
That's
crazy. That's crazy, bro.
What was your favorite childhood movie?
Movie?
Yes, animated movie specifically. Nemo, Disney. Okay, let me go ahead and...
Well, you know what I'm saying? If you're breaking it down and as far as like... as far as that goes, if it's going to be a Disney movie, right? Till this time, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be The Jungle Book. Like the cartoon.
Fuck.
Yeah. That's because my mom always called me one of the names from the thing, from the movie.
What?
Whatever. I can't even just divulge that out loud on this podcast. But... anyway, but anyway, so like, yeah, bro, I fuck with it. This is my favorite movie of all time, well, Disney wise. So, and then, cause like, okay, so we going to Disney? We jumping Disney right quick. So, give me your top five Disney movies.
Oof. Five. All right. Okay. Alright. I don't know if I can put them in order, but I'll give you five.
Alright, bet. Sure.
Nemo's gotta be up there, bro.
Alright.
I'm really not even saying because you said it, man, but Jungle Book's a good movie, man. Jungle Book's a really good movie. God. I don't know, man. Let's see. You got... I can't even think of any Disney movies right now, man.
fucking. What's a good Disney movie, man?
I ain't lying, bro.
I can't even think of a good Disney movie. Like,
All right, Moana was a good movie. All right, I don't care what. You know, Moana was an all right movie. Now, are we still an animated only?
Nah. It can be any whatever you want to be.
Okay, well, Pirates of the Caribbean was a good, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't that owned by Disney?
Yeah, that's a Disney movie.
I gotta put all them in, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even gonna say Star Wars, because the new Star Wars that Disney has made, I don't fuck with none of them. I'm sorry. I mean, it hurt nobody's feelings. But the Lucasfilm Star Wars were...
Them I wouldn't count as Disney movies.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Those, like, the Marvel,
I would say Star Wars, but, you know, I don't really fuck with the Disney ones. What, I got one more? Man. Fucking.
I got two more.
I got two more?
Yeah, because you said Moana, Nemo,
Jungle Book,
and Jungle Book.
And Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, so one more, yeah.
And Disney owns almost everything, so I'm sitting here blanking on pretty much anything in the world, bro. Mulan. We'll go with Mulan.
Live action or cartoon?
Cartoon.
I ain't even seen live action. Damn. Alright. That's straight. I can give my quick rundown. And my job would be, my rundown, I'm going to say Jungle Book, and then it's a movie called Condor Man. That's that's a tie between the two, really. But I'm going to say Condor Man number two. Toy Story 1, definitely.
I forgot.
Definitely Toy Story number one on my list. A movie called Aristocrats, that motherfucker's on my list. And then my fifth junk is gonna be like, man, damn near, man, like I say damn near probably Mighty Ducks, or
I was gonna say Holes, bro.
Damn, everybody say Holes. I mean, damn, that's
such
crazy.
Such a good movie. Yeah, I forgot about. I would change Mulan to Holes. Man, Holes was so good. There's a meme. You remember that meme? What was it? Grandpa, I'm tired. Well, that's too damn bad.
Yeah. Right.
Man, yeah, that was a good meme. Push it back to simple time, though.
Right. For the shorty, bro. Hell yeah. It's been dope. For sure. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Uncle Jerry. I just want to tell you guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. It's been a great time. I always like it when, you know, you guys are involved in the show. So don't forget to leave a message or to send a voice thing in or whatever they call it. You know, if you like the podcast that much, you can follow the podcast on Instagram, IG, I think that's what they call it, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, what's the other one called? TikTok, I guess, yeah. So anyway, you can find the podcast and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, my name is Uncle Jerry, and if you're ever in New Jersey, definitely come and holler at me, and you can get some of the best hot dogs around. You know, because that's what New Jersey does. It's hot dogs and pollution. All right, we're out of here.